This is a Bekiyas recording for Tainas Dav Zayin Amid Beis. We've left off in the middle of the top line. So we have another explanation why Torah is compared to water, wine, and milk. So Dover Acher Mashal Shemashkan Alo Inif Salon Elabez Chadas. These types of drinks, if you take your mind off of them, they're going to go bad. You have to treat them well and not leave them open. And the milk has to be refrigerated and the wine has to be kept properly. After Torah in Mishtakhin Elabez Chadas. So too, if you take your mind off your Torah, you're going to forget it. So I'm Rav Chama Rav Chanina, Gadol Yom HaGesham, back to talking about rain now. Gadol Yom HaGeshamim, Ki Yom Shenivra, Shemayim Va'aretz. Rain is as great as the day that the heavens and the earth were created. Shenemar, Harifu Shemayim Imal, Ushchakim Yizlu Tzedek, Tiftach Eretz, V'Yifru Yesha, Utztaka Tatzmiach Yachad, Ani Hashem Barasiv. Right, so the whole pasuk is there talking about rain when the mountains, everybody gets their rain, and it says Ani Hashem Birasiv. I am Hashem who created it. Birasim lo nemar ela birasiv. It doesn't say I created them; it says I created it. Meaning, he's talking about all these beautiful places on the earth where the rain's going to fall. He's talking about his creation of Shemayim Va'aretz, and he says I am the one who created rain. He doesn't say I'm the one who created Shemayim Va'aretz. So you see how great rain is, like the day of Shemayim Va'aretz being created. Amar Rav Oshia Gadol Yom Gesham Shafil Yeshua. Even salvation springs forth from a day of rain. Shenemar tiftach eretz v'yifru yesha. Right, so we want salvation to spring forth. So that's the lashon of the pasuk over there as well. When it talks about the rain falling, it's the springing forth of salvation. Amar Rav Tanchum Bar Chanilai Ein Hagesham Yorden Elam Kain Nimchalu Avonoseim Shel Yisrael. It only rains when the Jewish people's sins are forgiven. Shenemar Ratzisa Hashem Artzecha Shavta Shvis Yaakov. Right, so it says there that you have returned to the Jewish people. So you see, we have been forgiven for our sins. Nasasa avon amecha kisisa kol chatasecha sela. Right, that's the part that says it mostly, that you have overlooked the sins of your nation and you have covered over all of their chataim forever. Amale ziiri midiyahavis leravina ason mehacha masnisu. You guys learn it out from there. It says anan mehacha masninan. Right, we learn it out from here. Etc. It says now you the heavens are listening and they forgive for all your sins. Meaning, so the fact that it rains is like the heaven listening. So Amar Rabbi Tanchum Breder Rav Chia Ishkvar Ako. Rav Tanchum, the son of Rav Chia Ishkvar Ako, says Ein Hageshem Neatzarim Elam Kein Eschaybu Sanim Shel Yisrael Kloya. Rain doesn't stop unless the enemies of the Jews are obligated to be destroyed. Meaning, it means the Jews are supposed to be destroyed. Shenemar, right, as it says, Tzia gam chom yigzulu meme sheleg sh'ol chata'u. Right, so there also we're saying that the rain that's stopping is because those who are supposed to be destroyed have sinned. Right, I mean, those supposed to drop down into Gehenna are supposed to be destroyed. So we see that the rain doesn't fall because we're supposed to be destroyed. Amar le ziiri midahav zervina Ason mehacha masnisu la ana mehach ana mehacha masnina la. Right, you guys learn it from that pasuk. We learn it from this pasuk. Vasaras Hashemayim, right, etc. We say in Kriyat Shema, Hashem will stop the heavens. Vavaratem mehera, you will quickly be lost, meaning you'll be destroyed. So Amar Rav Chisda, Ein Hagesham Neatzarin Ela Bishvil Bittul Trumas HaMaaser. So another reason it doesn't rain is because we're not giving Trumas HaMaaser. Shenemar Tzia Gam Chom Yigzulu Meme Sheleg. Right, so that you quote the same pasuk we had before. So my mashma, what in the pasuk implies? It's talking about Trumas HaMaaser. Tana Debe Rishmal Bishvil Dvarim Shetzivisi Eschem Bimos HaChama Velo Asisem Yigzulu Mikem Meme Sheleg Bimos HaGeshamim. Because of the things that I commanded you during the dry season, during the sunny season, i.e. when everybody harvests and takes in all of their crops, that's when you're supposed to give Trumas and Maaseros, and you're not doing it, so therefore I'm going to take away from you guys what's supposed to happen, meaning during the rainy and snowy season, during the winter months in Eretz Yisrael, that's when it rains. So you're going to lose out on the rain because you're not separating Trumas and Maaseros. Amar Rav Shimon ben Pazi, Ein Hagesham Netzarin Ela Bishvil Mesapir Lashonara. Another reason it doesn't rain is because people are talking Lashonara. Shnemar Ruach Tzafon Techulol Geshem Ufanim Niz Amim Lashon Saser. Right, so Lashon Saser means hidden speech. So here we say that because the northern winds is blowing away all of the rain, and because of what people say in private. Amar Sala Amar. One second, I'm sorry. Amrav Sala Amrav Hamnuna in a Gesham Netzarin Elabishvil Azepanim. It's because people are brazen, they're chutzpedik. Shenemar, we have a pasuk, V'yimnu revivim umalkosh lo haya umetzach isha zona haya lach me'anta v'gomer, right? Next words are me'anta hikalim. That's the quote, the whole pasuk. So he says that basically that I'm holding back the reins. Why? Because umetzach isha zona haya lach. You were brazen like a woman who's a zona. You were so chutzpedik. Right, so he says a person who is brazen, who's chutzpedik, and doesn't have any busha, so in the end he will end up, stumbling in sin. And we're talking about Gilei Arayos. You had the meitzach of an isha zona. So it's comparing znus to meitzach, meaning the brazenness, azus meitzach. If you remember from the Alchet, that's what we call it, brazenness of the forehead, meaning I can't really describe it well. I'm making the face, but you can't see it. When you lower your eyebrows and you crinkle your face up at somebody, that's called azus meitzach. So Rav Nachman Amar biyadua shenichshol b'avera says, no, it's worse than that. You know he already committed the avera. If somebody's so brazen, you know he already committed the avera. Shenemar hayilacha, you had it already. Below nemar yilacha, doesn't say you will. So Amar Rabba Baravuna called him Sheishal Azus Panim Mutil across a Rosh. If a person's brazen, you can call him a Rosh. It's Mutil, right? Shenemar Ha'ez Ish Rosha Befanav. So it calls him a brazen person as a Rosh. Call him to his face. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzhak Amar Mutil Asanosa. You're even allowed to hate him. Shenemar Ba'az Panim Yisuna. Right? Yisuna, actually. No, I'm not sure. Yisuna, I think. Yeah. Al Tikri Yisuna El Yisna. Right? So it says that the Pasuk says, doesn't. Is not the lashon of hatred, Yeshuna, but we read it as Yisna. You can hate him. Amrav Katina, Eina Gesham Netzarim Ela Bishvil Bittel Torah. Another reason it doesn't mean is Bittel Torah. Shenemar Ba'atzaltim Yimach Hamakare. Right. So what does that mean? How do we learn it? Bishvil Atzlus. Atzaltim is lashon Atzlus of laziness. Excuse me. Sorry. Some of the atzlus, the laziness that the Shehoyah B'Yisrael, Shalasko B'Torah, Nasa Sono Shalakadosh Baruch Hu, you're considered like a hater of Hashem. Umach, and then it says, Lashnu Mach, Vein Mach El Ani. It means you'll become poor. Shenemar, V'mach Hu Me'er Kecha, right? That's by donating money to the Beis HaMikdash of Erechim. We're not going to get into it now, but it's Lashon of a poor person who can't afford to pay what he swore he was going to send. He gives less. So that's the Lashon of a poor person. Mean mikra el hakadosh baruch hu. Mikra refers to God. Shenemar hamakare b'mayim al yosav. Right. So that's a lashon from the tilim that we say in davening. Rabbi Yosef Amar Mehach. Rabbi Yosef is another source. Va'ata lo ru'u or bahir hu bashchakim v'ruach avra vat taharim. So it says there that that's also a lashon that if you're not learning Torah. So if you didn't see the light, then a ruach is going to come and purify. So vein or la Torah. So the word or, the light, you didn't see the light, means you didn't see the Torah, and you're not learning. Shenemar, kiner mitzvah Torah or, mitzvah is compared to a candle, Torah is compared to light. Bahir hu bashchakim, so what does bahir bashchakim mean? Tanad ve'er bishmal, afilu b'shah shirakia naseh bihurin lahorit talamatar, even if it gets very cloudy in the sky, to let it rain and give dew, ruach avra v'tatarim. Then the wind blows and it purifies the sky. Meaning, you have a big cloudy sky. It's going to be a nice rainstorm. Then the clouds roll it, and the wind blows everything away, and the clouds are gone, and the sky is a clear blue. So that's what happens when you're not learning Torah. Just one tiny ha'ara. Sorry, it's just like it says, lashon of laziness. We equate to bittul Torah because there's so many things a person can do. Obviously, a person can be lazy in every area, but there's so many things a person can do. People who don't learn Torah, it's only because they're not taking any of their free time and they're just goofing off. Torah is something where even a guy who's lazy can go to Minyan three times a day. Even a guy who's lazy can do Chesed because these are things that come up in front of you. But Torah is the one thing where you're really supposed to do it during your free time, where you're not obligated to do other things. And therefore, a lazy person will never learn Torah. A lazy person can do mitzvahs, but he won't learn Torah. So this is the one thing. You got to fight laziness in general. It's a terrible midah. But Dafka, when it comes to Talmud Torah, we got to fight laziness. All right, sorry about preaching, but back to the actual Gemara. So, Amar Avami, Eina Gesham Netzarin Ela Ba'avon Gezel. It could stop raining because of thievery. Shenemar Al Kapayim Kisaor. It's because of the hands, the light is covered, right? So he says, Ba'avon Kapayim. It's the sin that one done with his hand. I mean, grabbing things don't belong to you. Kisaor. That's why the light is covered. Ein Kapayim El Chamas. Kapayim refers to Chamas, right? We know Chamas is thievery from Parshas Noach. Shenemar Uminachamas asher bekapehem, from the thievery that was in their hands, talking about the people of Nineveh. Vein or elamater, and or in this case refers to rain. Shenemar yafitz anan oro, right? Let the cloud spread out its or. So maitakant is, how do you fix the problem? Yar bebetfila, you got to really daven a lot. Shenemar, all right, it says in the same pasuk, vaitzavala b'mafgia, right? You have to do this mafgia. So vein pigia elat tefila. Pigia refers to tefila. Shenemar va'ata al tispalel ba'ar amazeh va'al tifkabi. It tells Yirmiyahu, don't daven for this nation, and al tifkabi, don't get in my face. Right? So there he's talking about getting in my face, like davening in a way, in a tough way. Please, God, you got to do this. Right? Va'am rab ami, my dich, what does it mean when it says, im keha habarzel, hu lo ponim, kilkel, that's the end of the quote in the Gemara, sorry. Im ra'isa rakia shekiha kabarzel. If you see the sky that it's not giving off any moisture, it's like iron that doesn't give off any moisture. Milahori talamatar. It's not giving off any rain. Why? Bishvil ma'isa hador shein mekulkal. It's because the people's actions are no good. Shenemar v'hu lo ponim kilkel. Right? My takanasan. So what do you do to fix the problem? Yisgabru barachmim. You really got to get the. You really got to daven for major mercy. Shenemar, as it says in the continuation of that pasuk. V'chayalim yigaber v'yisron hachsher chokma, right? So you have to fix your actions and daven a lot, right? As it says in the rest of the pasuk, that you have to strengthen yourself and basically be machshir your yetzer and your wisdom. Kol shekin, and certainly all the more so im hochshir masein meikar, if your actions were good to go from the beginning, and therefore you can daven and you get rain. Resh Lakish Amar, and then just let's go a tiny bit further. Resh Lakish says, "Im Ra'isa Talmid." Sorry, let's go to the next page. Shelimuda Kashalav Kebarzel Bishvil Mishnaso Shena Sudur Alav. You know what? We're going to save this for next time.